Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Fill her up!
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hit it, Frank! What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. Kim is so addicted to TikTok that she silenced her phone and she still got them running in front of us.
They're so good, and you know what? To be honest, I haven't had a lot of TikTok. I'm addicted.
She hasn't had a time today to talk.
I haven't gotten my fixins.
I get it. You got to set aside a couple minutes every day.
Set aside a couple minutes, a couple hours, whatever you need.
I've over-talked today.
You have?
I'm done with
you
it.
You went too hard.
Yeah.
How many hours did you do?
I don't know. Oh, I thought that's my phone.
Oh, okay, yeah. Do you think you did more than 3 hours?
No, I think I did like 2.5 though.
That's a nice little run.
Yeah. It's like a feature length. It's like too long of a movie, but all broken up. Like 2.5 hours would be way too long for me to watch one movie.
It's like a movie, but entertaining.
It's like a movie, but 10,000 movies.
Have you ever seen? Yeah, have you ever seen a movie that was good? Like most, they're all. A lot of them are really bad.
Most movies are bad.
There's a few good ones.
I've seen a couple good movies.
I've seen a couple.
5 or 6 good movies.
I mean, it's crazy. The amount that they put out and then the amount that are good, it is really why people say put out all the content you can in whatever you're doing, because one of them's going to work.
I haven't seen a new good movie since 2008.
I haven't seen a new good movie since I Am Legend.
Yeah, I was going to say like Avatar maybe.
Avatar. Like,
yeah.
I Am Legend.
That's 100 years ago, dude.
That was thousands of years ago. I still had my hymen last time there was a good movie out.
Yeah.
It's fucking insane.
Yeah, I was...
I spit this gum out.
You have been chewing that for a while. Here, you want my receipt?
Yeah. Thanks.
I spent so much money today, dude.
Did you?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Yeah.
I left. You came to visit me and I left.
Well, first of all, it's a completely separate thing, but my fucking Uber account, done. They took me off Uber.
You got kicked off Uber?
I got kicked off Uber and I don't know what I did. I can't tell. When I looked it up, I was like, if my account's been terminated, what's probably happened? And on Google, they were like, you probably violated one of their like policies.
No pregnant women.
Not me, hate speeching in an Uber by accident.
You were playing in it. Were you working in an Uber and playing an episode of Legion of Skanks?
Probably not. I don't really take them that often. Like I take them to the airport sometimes, or like if I'm in a different city. But I drive it home, so it's just weird.
I wonder what that is. Okay, so you're kicked off Uber.
I'm kicked off Uber, so I had to take Lyft to the nail salon, which nail salons are so expensive outside of New York City. I know I mentioned this before.
How much are they in New York?
In New York, this gel manicure and pedicure that I got would be about $45 total.
Total?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For one,
a regular manicure, not gel, is like $6 to $8 in New York. It's awesome. And then a gel is like $20, $25 maybe. Pedicure is like $13.
Yeah, no, if in LA, if a girl has her nails and toes done constantly, she's paying around $300 a month, I would say.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it, but it's a lot.
Yeah. I mean, it is truly part of, I have to budget out my nails. It's crazy. It's like, has to be a thing. And then it's like, if you don't have nails, literally, people will look down on you.
Yeah. I get it.
They will, especially like entertainment, podcasting, places where my fingers are showing. It's like I'm being forced.
I feel like I'm being judged everywhere I go in this city. Felt like, yeah, we went for a hike this morning. I felt like 9 out of 10 people who passed us were judging us.
I didn't even notice.
I don't know
I'm
if
so
it's,
used to it.
I don't know if it's just me or like my insecurity of some sort. But also then when I was like out by myself today.
I think it's just people in LA don't know what pregnant stomachs look like.
Yeah,
they're
maybe.
Like, what's wrong with her?
Why is she fat?
Yeah. They're like confused.
Today I was dressed like a little like grungy New Yorker and I felt very out of place everywhere I went.
Really?
It was like people, yeah.
That's not very like you.
Also, for the first time in my life ever, the pedicure lady, like the lady doing my pedicure was tickling my feet so much that I had this like embarrassing like 7 minute stretch in there that I couldn't stop laughing.
No.
Yes, and like awkwardly making eye contact with the people next to me being like, you get it. Like,
were they laughing at you laughing?
The guy next to me literally was like, let it out, let it go. He could tell I was like trying not to laugh.
No.
And I was like, you don't want to hear me. If I lose it, I'm gonna lose it, dude.
You just start saying slurs. You're like, this is how I laugh. I don't know why my Uber was making me laugh so much last week.
Again, it was extreme. Embarrassing.
I've seen some crazy shit. When I went to that place, you went to my place. And when I went to that place last time, I was sitting in there in the biggest flying beetle I've ever seen in my life. It sounded like a fucking drone outside. I swear to God, it sounded like someone hand flying a drone. I was like, they're taking videos of us. And this beetle came in. It could have been the government. Like, if you told me this, if you
it was a beetles aren't real situation.
Dude, if you told me this beetle was part of the CIA, I'd be like, I would question. I would be like, maybe.
Wild.
It came in so loud. I was like, and it was like flying around the room. And I was fucking terrified because I'm like, if it's a bug, I feel like it's just gonna land on me. I don't know why. And then the lady doing my toes literally didn't take her hand off my or eyes off my feet, and she went pat and smacked it to the ground and killed it and just kept doing my toes.
She did karate on
yeah
it?
She just fucking chopped it in the air. She fruit ninja'd the beetle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yep. I wish I had that kind of prowess, you know?
Yeah.
No chance. I can't get a mosquito even. They fly slow.
No.
I'll clap on the same mosquito about 4 times, I'll be honest.
I had construction in my building and I feel, because they're working on like the wall where my windows are. So my windows were open for a little bit and I got flies in here. And the way that I was murdering flies.
You have one fly left, I believe.
Really?
It's the last one.
I'm done.
He's the last of his kind.
I'm done. They're like these big, like, those are loud too.
They're big flies, yeah. I notice him around.
Well, you know where they come from. I hate to bring him up again. The neighbor who doesn't pick up his dog's poop. So there's dog shit all in the freaking front lawn.
You're obsessed with this guy and his dog.
Because he's ruining my life. Every time I come home, I smell shit. Who wants that? Who wants that?
Your front doorstep smelling like shit is not the vibe.
It's the worst feeling to leave or come home to.
That's horrible.
It starts your day off bad and it ends your day bad.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and I'm sure people have talked to him about picking it up. He's just.
Yes, he doesn't care. My neighbor upstairs says she opens the window and yells, pick that up. And he goes, what's it to you?
No.
That's what he says to her.
No.
Oh. A few moments later.
But yeah, he says, what's it to you?
That's a problem. It's like, actually, it's a lot to me. It's a literal giant pile of shit in my way.
And just me. It's, you know, what's a lot to me? Seeing the abuse in the first place.
Yeah.
That's a lot to me. It's sad.
Yeah,
I don't even like dogs like that.
No.
Someone needs to call the cops on this guy.
Will the cops even do anything if you're like vaguely abusing your dog?
No.
Like, I feel like you have to.
You can vaguely abuse your kids.
I feel like you have to hit your dog on video for anybody to do anything about it.
Yeah.
It can't just be hearsay this guy abuses his dog.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
He's like listening at the door.
Dude, I can't believe I forgot to tell you this, but I had an incident happen recently that I haven't felt this bad since my dad saw me doggy.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, it was bad. It was just days
ago.
Not
since your dad saw you doggy.
Not since my daddy saw me doggy.
Okay, what happened?
Okay, so it's moving day, right? Mm-hmm. It's actually the day after moving day. We move all my furniture from my old apartment to my new one. And we go to my parents' house and pick up all my grandmother's furniture there. Because I'm bestowing my dressers to the baby. And I'm taking my dressers from my parents' house for my room.
Okay.
So the only thing, it was like, my room at my parents' house hasn't been cleaned in, I haven't like officially gone back to go through all my stuff and clean it since I moved out into Brooklyn a year ago, right? Mm-hmm. So I want the rug from my parents, from my room in my parents' house at the new apartment, but there's no way the movers could get to it. My bed's on it. Tons of stuff are under my bed.
Do not tell me that your father walked in on you having sex again.
No, no, no.
Oh my God.
No. But like somehow it feels worse and I don't know why.
Okay, okay, okay.
Okay, so there's like a ton of stuff under my bed. We go over the next day and me and Mike are like, all right, we could get this rug up. I'm going to take everything off the rug. Then we're just going to slot, like you're going to pick the edge of the bed up and I'm going to slide the rug out as I'm rolling it up, right? Okay. And my dad comes up like halfway through this activity.
To help.
Yeah, because he sees I'm like struggling a little bit.
I got to tell you, I'm not going to finish it, but I see where this is going.
Yeah, do you? I don't even know, dude. It's actually worse than you could possibly think at this point.
Okay.
So you remember last year? I think you were there, maybe.
Okay.
Or maybe I told you about it. It was on my birthday. I brought all of these like birthday presents that I got in the mail over to Becky's house to open them all together. This is when I was dating my ex-boyfriend.
Yes. Was that the clay night?
It might have been. No, it was my real birthday. I actually don't think you, I think you maybe came a few weeks after.
Okay.
But I definitely told you about this. I was opening all these presents and the last of the presents was like the heaviest box there was. Mm-hmm. And I opened it up and it's all of these like, it's like a big box of sex toys from Wish that my ex like thought I would enjoy and ordered to my house. And I, the way I told you about this,
I remember this story. Really That's upset. Why I thought I was there. Yes.
I was really upset with him about it. Like just by virtue of the fact that the receipt said that the entire bundle had cost $36. When I tell you there was like 112 toys in this fucking package.
Now you're getting lead poisoning from your toys.
Right. It was like they smelled like fucking cheap plastic. It was just not the vibe at all. And to not want them to begin with. It's like, I'm not, I fuck with a vibrator in my personal life, but it's like beyond that, I am not and have never been much of a sex toys person.
Yeah.
So like, this is all very out of character for me. And this motherfucker makes me endure this embarrassment of opening this box in front of Becky and her husband, two of my close friends who don't see me as a sex toy person because I'm really not one.
Why would he have you open it up in front of them?
I don't think he knew that that was the I think that we all were just under the same assumption that all of the boxes that came to my house this week with my name on them must be for my birthday. Like he must have ordered it like 3 months ago
this
from Wish.
This is an embarrassing story before the embarrassing
this
story.
This was the original embarrassing moment, right?
Okay, so you opened up
and
your
this
Wish
thing had like all the bells and whistles. It had shit.
Literally, bells and whistles.
We opened it up one day and like couldn't identify everything in there. We were like, I don't know what this does.
You're like, is this a baby bat?
It was. I was like, is this a pacifier?
Oh my God.
Fucking weird shit in there, right? And I guess I like forgot that this bundle existed at all. Mm-hmm. And obviously was living with my parents at the time. Didn't want to like throw it away in their trash because I'm like, this is all just kind of weird.
Yes.
So it makes its way under my bed, never to see the light of day again.
Until
my father walked in the room the other day and helped me pull this fucking rug out from under the bed.
No.
Where,
did it fall over?
No, but like the thing that came out proudly in front before everything else, just to be like, here we are, all of the sex toys that you could, all of the cheapest sex toys you can imagine. Your daughter's a cheap fucking pig. That's what this was saying.
Now you pregnant while this is happening.
Loudly out in front is this box, unopened, but like, who's paying attention to that? That just shows on the front an image of a woman with a ball gag.
Oh, the no. Worst. Not your dad knowing you get ball gagged.
I don't get ball gagged. That's the worst part. It's like part of it is like if I was really into this shit, I'd be like, all right, well, dad found out. Like, yeah. Whatever.
But you're like, no, I really don't like that.
I really don't like any of this. And I can't.
What'd
like
you say? What'd he say?
He laughed and he stood up. He laughed. He said, okay, I think you don't need me anymore.
Oh, no.
And he left the room. And I very sheepishly kicked everything back under the bed because my brain wasn't working. It's like very obvious so that he had already seen it. Mm-hmm. But I walked over and kicked it back under the bed as he walked out of the room. We haven't spoken about it since. But it's annoying to me because, like, deeply in my heart, I kind of want to be like, Dad, that's a misunderstanding. I broke up with the guy who bought me that stuff thinking
don't
that
say,
it was
no,
my...
Don't say that.
You can't say anything.
Yes, you can. You can lie. This is what you say. That was for Legion of Skanks.
It was for a show.
Yes, it was for a show.
Well, if I had been thinking about it in the moment, but in the moment I was like, why would this even be here? This doesn't belong here to begin with. What's happening?
That's bad.
It's so bad, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and you it's know, like everybody you know does- he numb flashback to you, doggy.
He definitely, if he hadn't thought about it in the 10 years since it happened,
yeah.
He thought about it the other day.
Yeah.
I agree with that. And then, I don't
he
know.
He was like, this is what I get every 10 years.
And it's like everybody.
You're like the Jeepers Creepers of being sexual in front of your father.
Fucked
every
up, dude.
Fucking, every spring, every 20 years, you throw something on him.
It's so fucked up. And it's like everybody doggies. And it's like, at this point, I'm pregnant. He's got to know that I'd be out there doing the doggy. But he didn't have to have this picture in his head.
That's rough.
All right, you guys, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our favorite sponsors from the makers of Yo Kratom. It's Yo Delta. Do you guys want to get high? And we're talking super high. Well, it's time to go to YoDelta.com where you could stock up on high quality, lab tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you high. I've taken their gummies. I've taken their vapes. I like taking them before bed because these things actually truly fuck me up. What Delta 8 is, it's like an alternative to the regular weed that you smoke. And it kind of like gets around the law in some areas where regular weed isn't legal. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in one of the majority of states where Delta 8 is legal, it's time to head to YoDelta.com and stock up on some Delta 8. You might be asking yourself, what is Delta 8? Well, it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states and get you high. You know how they like isolated CBD out of weed so that people could get nice and relaxed? Well, now they've isolated another part of weed out that gets you fucked up, which is pretty cool. So at YoDelta.com, you could find a mix of gummies and vapes for all of your getting stoned needs. And I could tell you personally that YoDelta really works and that these products should be taken responsibly. So one more time, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, that's G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. So one last time, that's promo code GAS for 25% off at YoDelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. All right, let's get back to the show.
It's rough. rough.
Yeah, that's not good, Alex.
No, it's really bad. And
do you think he told your mom?
I don't think he told my mom.
Really?
I think he probably spared my mom. I think that he knew that she would hate that.
She would hate that you have a thing that you like ball gags in your mouth?
I think that...
It doesn't seem horrible.
Mom would hate that to know that about me. Yes.
That you'd like ball gags? It doesn't seem like that bad of a thing.
No, but when it's your father, dude.
Yeah, thinking, your dad doesn't
picturing you with it in your mouth.
Gagging on something. I guess I can't really feel that.
It's horrible, dude. It's so bad. And for things that I've never used, and now I retroactively, I mean, I felt very amicably about my breakup with my ex, and but now I suddenly fucking hate him. I'm like, he ruined my relationship with my father.
First of all, him buying your birthday present from Wish is the first problem.
It wasn't a birthday present.
Oh.
It was something that he ordered on Wish in like October when he was like, look, these things are like really cheap. I'm going to send them to your house, whatever. And I was like, whatever, dude, weird. Then when they showed up, he actually wanted to use them. I was like, can you sniff them, dude? They smell like they're hot off the press from the factory still. I can't.
No, they're still melting.
I mean, you saw the
like a child made these.
You could go back in this show and find the episode where we opened this up together. There's like 50 sex toys in this box. Mm-hmm. All for $36. No. It doesn't sit right with me. I
want to see what's on Wish.
I don't know about you, but I feel like I want my sex toys to be expensive.
Yeah.
I want my sex toys to be expensive items.
I went to a sex store once and they had like $180 glass dildo. And I was like, this is what I feel like I deserve.
A glass dildo sounds scary.
It does sound scary, but they explain the whole thing. And of course, they're like, everyone says that. And they had their whole pitch. And by the end of it, I was like, sounds great.
They're like, this thing won't ever break.
Like, don't you worry about your puss.
Wow. Yeah, no. I feel like where did I see this? I think I was looking up news stories for a show once and saw like the most expensive vibrator ever has like diamond encrusted on the outside. No. I was like, I like the idea of using that.
I want to see.
It makes me feel clean while I'm being dirty, you know?
Most expensive vibrator?
Yeah. And just rest assured that like, I'm pretty sure it's in a sex museum of some kind. That if I was going to be ball gagged.
The fornicari, like fornicate. The fornicari.
It's got a crown on top.
That sounds so fancy. A newly launched erotic art, an adult toy shop for the elite, has one big surprise in its showcase. A vibrator that will cost you more than $1 million.
It's for high society, pussy.
It's called the Pearl Royal. No. And its appearance suggests it's fit for a queen. Oh, I need this vibrator.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome, right?
Fornicari, a newly launched erotic art and adult store for the elite. The elite have their own sex store. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, what are they going to come to the fucking corner shop where
they're going to get the rabbit like everyone else
in the corner? I can't.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a regular people's sex shop? It sucks. I mean,
nobody buys from stores anymore. I feel like they could just buy nice things online. But I guess they deserve a place where they can go
in. You would get this from a store. This is too... You don't order your diamonds online.
Yeah. Okay, its appearance suggests it's fit for a queen. Created by Australian jeweler Colin Byrne, the made-to-order piece is composed of solid platinum and bejeweled with pink and white diamonds, blue sapphires, and South Sea pearls. Stylistically, its crown-shaped top...
Where are we?
I don't know if it's one of those words that sounds
connotes.
Like... Connotes. Okay. You risk it, not me, sweetie.
Connotate, like...
Connotes. Yeah, like connotates, but... You know, but when they're the like, weird it's version pronounced of the word. Canute. And you're like, all right, asshole. It's not fucking spelled Canute. I'm fucking done, dude.
You're fucking Canute.
You're a Canute, piece of shit. Or say something that would be perfect for the paramour of a Russian government. The South Sea pearl at the top of the device functions as a key to operator. It can be attached and worn as a necklace. What? As a necklace?
No.
If you want all your best friends to know just how fancy you like your bespoke love, the custom tool comes in a wall mountable display box.
So it's made to order. Does that mean it could be whatever size you want it to be? Pretty cool.
Yeah. It's the pieces are luxury items.
I
kind of
want to wear it as a necklace.
Yeah, it's hopes that one's pleasure might be maximized in directions proportionate to the amount one spends on it. That's their pitch.
That's a $1 million orgasm.
Yeah, $1 million orgasm.
Not bad. Not a bad pitch.
Not a bad pitch. I kind of want it. It guarantees its clients that if their luxury can't be found, it can be created.
Okay. I don't buy that it's going to give me this orgasm worth $1 million, but I do think that these fucking... wish sex toys would never have given me an orgasm at all, no matter what.
Whoa. This company is wild.
Yeah.
11 of the most expensive sex toys ever. The Royal Pearl seems overrated. It looks like a pen you get at the bank.
It also just looks like the vibrator like the queen used to use before she died, and I don't like that.
I hate that. Like not that the royal all. Vibe.
The royal vibrator.
Too much. Yeah, that was the most expensive. Oh, my God.
No, not the Cobra. Not the King J Cobra, dude.
It's missing an eye. It looks used. We have to show you guys this list. The second one is a King J Cobra. It's $110,000. We can actually not
don't
think of anything.
Don't forget the J, bitch.
Oh, it goes around their penis?
No. That doesn't count. And we're talking about...
This one's straight
I'm
gold.
Talking about old-fashioned, a vibrator that I could masturbate
This is
with.
A 24-karat gold vibrator for $12,000.
Overrated.
Overrated?
I think so.
Real gold? There's something to that. There's a slightly cheaper one for $3,000. Whoa. A string of pearls massage ring.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that either. I could get into that. Not us finding our kinks on this episode.
It's just, yeah, having functional, sexually functional jewelry.
Yeah. Really oh, look, I like this one. This one's a glass dildo with a whip on the end of it. So you can put the dildo inside of yourself and whip the process.
I don't think that. I think you're supposed to use one end at a time.
Oh.
I feel like either you're holding the dildo and whipping or you're using the dildo because I don't know if, listen.
Not me thinking you put it in and then you whip chase them.
Even like somebody like who can like twerk amazingly, I don't think has like the power in their pussy to fully whip someone.
Yeah, that's true. You're right.
I don't know. But yeah, like I'm into, this is great.
I like a role playing mask. That's hot. You know what I saw that people were doing that sounds kind of hot? They were having sex with VR helmets on with other celebrities' bodies and their faces. Like you put on a mask and then suddenly you're fucking the real Jason Momoa. But it's just Harrington. But don't worry, it still smells like Harrington.
God damn it, this is going to throw me out. You always have to throw me under the bus by bringing up his name. But the way that I would feel the difference, like I'm suddenly like a blind person who's been feeling things their whole life. I'm like, there's no way that what I'm feeling is matching up what I'm seeing.
No, it is. If you try really hard.
Not me touching Mike's stomach and feeling Jason Momoa's washboard abs. Because my brain is filling in that feeling.
Yeah, sorry.
From seeing it.
You're right.
There's no chance.
You're right.
I don't know if I could, I don't know if VR is going to do it for me in that way.
All right, fine.
I have an Oculus and I've never bothered to watch porn on it. Like, and I've looked up porn on it, mm-hmm. but never been able to like get into it. I've looked around the room and been like, this is weird. Like,
let's see, VR porn couples. Maybe you can get into it.
Maybe.
Virtual reality. What's going on out there? Let's pause for a second. Okay. Virtual reality porn can help couples spice up their...
People die in LA. So I don't know what to say. We're in LA. We're recording.
Someone got murdered like 3 days ago across the street.
Yeah. They're all coming closer.
They're just coming through down our street. I hope it's not another murder. The murderer got away. So it's been a whole drama.
There's a murderer on the loose potentially on this blog. If he does what they say people do and comes back to return to the scene of the crime, mm-hmm. there'll be a murderer on your block.
Do you hear the police?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I don't know. It's pretty extreme.
I hear dog barking. I hear police.
I hear like police radio.
Anyways, virtual reality porn can help couples spice up their sex life. And if you're raising an eyebrow, it's normal. We did it first. Oh, God. I mean, I don't really know.
It's a long article.
Yeah. I don't know if I could get into it. You're right. I don't know if I could trick myself into thinking it feels the same.
I feel like also the whole fun of sex is literally like being close to another human's body that's actually right in front of you and like getting to touch it. Like I'm talking on a very basic level. Like that is what sex is. So having the thing that is in front of me be not real, be like digitally manufactured is just not going to do it for me. It's not.
How do you know until you're doing it? You might be really into it.
I'm just trying.
First, Jason Momoa.
They're both wrong.
That's what you call it when it's Harrington. Jason Momoa. I'm sorry, Mike. He's editing this.
He loves watching this show. Can we break his heart every time?
It's so funny to call him Jason Momoa. I'm sorry. It's not funny.
I have absolutely no desire to pretend that Mike is Jason Momoa. I'm having sex with the person who I'm having sex with.
But come on.
And if I want to even think about...
What about in 10 years?
If I want to even think
first
about
Jason
Momoa,
then Jason Sudeikis. She's going to be adventuring out there.
Going through the Jason. Going through my Jasons.
She really wanted to fuck Jasons.
No. If I need to be thinking about Jason Momoa while I'm having sex, it's not going to be while I'm having sex with someone else. I would save it for, like, if I'm masturbating one day.
Oh, then you put on the VR?
Then I'd pop
on the
VR.
You'd be jerking off your AC.
But I can't.
It's like, that's not even a person, Alex.
Yeah, no, I get it. if the movements don't match up, then we both have to have headsets on and we have to imitate what we're seeing.
Yeah.
We're a second behind.
Now you're acting. It sounds
awful, dude.
It's a lot of work.
It sounds terrible. And like I said, I've tried on a VR headset and looked at porn and been like, this, I could never masturbate to this.
Yeah.
It's too, like, first of all, it's like a weird uncanny valley situation where even though it's filmed like real people, real cameras, mm-hmm. like, you could tell that the perspective is a little bit off. It doesn't look perfect. I'm like, this, like, everybody's like a little bit like differently shaped than they should be. I don't know what to say.
Yeah. It's like when someone gets a little too much filler.
Yeah.
You're like, something's off, but I can't tell what.
Yeah, the room looks digital. Like, perspective of how far away things are doesn't look right.
Right.
Things are too blurry for being as close as they are, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's totally. Just like not what I think of as sex.
I get that.
Yeah.
So you're out. VR sex, you're out.
I'm out on VR sex.
Let's see some sex toys that
you're trying to get me into a sex toy.
Sex. Look how it's spelled, first of all.
T-O-I-S.
Sex toys for women on Wish. It's spelled T-O-I-S. It's so weird. All results. Oh, no. Not this rolling out from under your bed.
Yeah.
I mean, why is there a couple's swing for only $14 on here?
It's fucking crazy,
dude. $5 handcuff.
Yeah. So it's that kind of shit that's rolling out from under my bed. And
is that what rolled out from under your bed? Is that the ball gag?
It was a picture of a girl in it.
No. Not. Why is this here?
Weird.
This is kind of cute.
Very.
Do you want this for your baby? It's $2.95 on Wish.
Putting together. No, it's gonna smell like the fat. It's gonna smell like those sex toys.
Come on, TD Kim's gonna get the baby something nice. Not nipple clamps for $3. Those are gonna get your nipples off. Butt pads.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just been horribly awkward since then.
So what's the plan?
I don't have a plan. It's just, I feel like I missed my opportunity to say anything like, hey, I would never use that. It's just something I have because I'm a weird person that ends up with things.
Again, you're so bad at this. Just say it's for my work. You don't have to say because I'm a weird person.
Yeah, but I'm not going to tell. But now it's been a week. I can't go down and like tap my dad on the shoulder and be like, hey, remember that
thing? You should tell your mom what happened and tell her to tell your dad. That's how you do it. You'd be like, this box fell out from Legion of Skanks in front of dad. And he probably hasn't told you about it because he thinks it's real and it's mortifying me. Can you tell him?
Okay.
It's from the show.
Yeah.
Isn't that how you do that?
No, I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be like, I can't go eat meatballs on Sunday until you tell him like, this.
Terrible.
I'm sorry, Mom.
It's been horrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's come over to help so many times with like all these things at my new house, like helping Mike hang the TV and like all this stuff like that. I've seen so much of my dad this week after this happening. Mm. It's truly made me angry with my ex.
That's so funny.
I'm like, I had no problem with you, but this is how you stuck it to me in the end.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's not good. Sorry that happened.
Thank you.
Is it weird being pregnant because their dad knows you get loads in you?
No, like, first of all, I've said this before. This happened one load in.
Well, he doesn't know that.
No, he doesn't. But it's
you
like,
can't go tell him. Don't tap him on the shoulder and tell him that. That's the last thing. That's the last thing you should explain.
Hey, Dad, I know it probably looks like I'm getting loads dumped to me on a regular basis, but I just want you to know that it was only one.
Yeah.
But then after I got pregnant, I guess that we've stopped caring. But this is TMI, honestly.
Oh, now you're just getting cream pied forever.
Now it's just, who cares?
Yeah, you're the baby.
Now's the time.
The baby's covered in gum.
Now's the time.
The baby's like, I care, dog. This burns my eye, my new eye. The baby cares the most. The baby's like, why does it smell like bleach in here?
I don't think the baby cares.
The baby cares.
I don't know.
You're blowing loads into your baby.
Listen, I don't know for sure, but I just feel like whatever closes off your cervix when you have a baby stops fresh cum from coming in.
Is cum touching the baby when, I don't know if this is legal to Google, does sperm touch the baby during pregnancy?
No, I really don't think it does, Kim.
Your baby has protection system that's very specific about what goes in and stays out. In addition to blocking sperm, your growing baby is protected from coming into contact with your partner's penis, no matter how deep it may go. Yeah. So you're good.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
How many dudes are like, I feel like there's probably so many dudes out there who are like, I don't want to hurt the baby. And it's like relax, bro.
You don't hurt me. Trust me, sweetie.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, I could feel.
I had to suck up your cum like a plunger. You weren't deep in me. I laid upside down an hour for this. That's so funny.
Yeah. So anyway, I guess my dad knows that I've been cream pied at least once. And I just hope that he doesn't like.
And gag. Now he's like, she probably got cream pied while doggy style while being gagged. That's in his head.
That's a horrible thing. Why would you tell me that? It's true.
Because those are all the three facts he knows about your sex life.
No, it makes perfect sense that he would think that. I just absolutely hate that you had to point it out that
cream pie during doggy. What was the third one?
With a ball gag. The worst part, dude. Are you crazy?
Cream pie during doggy with a ball gag.
Bro.
That's bad.
It's so intense. He has been such a good father to me my whole life. Honestly, like by the standards
I haven't done that to my father, and he deserves it.
By the standards that my dad raised me by, I should be like an all-American princess.
You should be
like
doing only missionary lovemaking sex.
We should be maybe just soaking.
Yeah. I'll help you soak. Not me helping you soak.
If we were Mormons, I feel like we have the kind of friendship that I would definitely bounce that bed while you were soaking vice versa.
We'd soak each other like we crack each other's backs every day. No. Maybe twice a day sometimes.
Honestly, I would crack her on the floor before and after I helped her soak.
Yeah, listen. We'd be soaking each other. Oh, man. How does pregnancy happen?
Who typed that?
Someone. Do you know how it happens officially?
Officially?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the sperm travels through your vagina and into your cervix and then into your uterus and then up the fallopian tube where it meets with an egg that's been released from the ovary that's making its way down the fallopian tube.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a few days, it goes back out the fallopian tube and it makes its way back to its uterus while it's fertilized. And it implants on the side of the uterus.
You're giving more information than this article, so I believe you.
I've done my research.
You know, it takes 2 to 3 weeks after sex for pregnancy to happen?
Yes.
That's crazy. It swims for 2 weeks? That's a long road trip.
Yeah, it swims for, I guess pregnancy being when it actually like implants to your uterus.
Right.
But I feel like it's...
The whole process is pregnancy, though.
Yeah, it's like days, it's... I think hours to days after sex.
What came first, the chicken or the cum?
I think it's hours to like a day or two after sex that the like fertilization happens.
Wow.
Which I think counts as part of it. Like,
you know, sperm mixes with other fluids to make semen, cum. So there's a difference between sperm and cum.
Yeah, sperm are the little tadpole looking guys.
And cum's the whole pool.
Cum is the whole, yeah, the whole shebang.
Cum is the water that the tadpoles swim in.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah, but cum.
I didn't know this. Did you guys know this stuff?
Did you ever take sex ed?
Yeah, but I forgot.
Oh.
And like I was in pain. Like when they were saying it, I was just like giggling. Like it wasn't like I was like, ooh, I want
to
know.
I feel like I had to take a sex ed class at one of my colleges. And it's when I was like super interested in it.
I think I took sex ed too, but I can't remember. That felt like 30 lifetimes ago.
Yeah.
I was like, cum is cum. Next question.
Cum tastes weird.
Wow. Millions and millions of sperm come out every time you ejaculate. Millions and millions.
Millions and millions is a lot. I would have guessed in the hundreds of thousands
millions
for some reason.
Millions is a lot.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So the egg that gets pregnant is a mature egg.
Are they not all mature?
No. Eggs live in ovaries, and that's the hormone that controls your menstrual cycle. Eggs live in ovaries, and that hormone's that... Am I crazy? Am I crazy or is the sentence written wrong?
Eggs live in ovaries and the hormones that control your menstrual cycle cause a few eggs to mature every month.
Mommy's tired.
Wait, that's so crazy. Just the thought of like whatever baby you end up having would be a completely different baby if you had succeeded in getting pregnant the month before or the month after. Just a different month would have been a different egg. And then also like every day, I guess, would be like a different sperm. Every moment of the day would probably be a different sperm. How quickly does sperm die?
One jack off, you lose a million kids, potential kids.
And then do they just start rebuilding in the balls and they hang out until the next time you jerk off? Or could they eventually die off in there if you don't, for some reason, jerk off for like a few days?
I'll let you know in a few minutes. But also, did you know when the egg is matured and it drops, then all of a sudden the lining of your vagina, like your discharge, just becomes sticky so it can catch the sperm and bring it up?
That's crazy.
That's why like it looks different throughout the month. It does. That shit looks different throughout the month.
Yes. But wait, what was it? Was that when they like after they fertilize or before?
When the eggs are ready to be fertilized.
Oh, okay.
When you're horny. Isn't that crazy? Halfway through your menstrual cycle, one mature egg leaves the ovaries called ovulation and travels through the fallopian tubes towards the uterus.
So it's like 2 weeks before or 2 weeks after your period, this is happening, and that's the opportunity moment.
The egg hangs out for about 12 to 24 hours and then slowly moves through the fallopian tube to see if any sperm around. Lonely egg after hours at the bar.
Why do we even get horny at all when that egg's not around?
I don't know.
It's like, what's the
point?
What's the point?
Oh, because humans have sex for pleasure too.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I guess. Yeah. There's other animals who don't even get horny?
Yeah. I think a lot of animals don't get horny. They just like fuck because they feel like they're supposed to.
Wow.
Like I feel like we're supposed to like eat.
I wonder if it feels awesome for them.
Let's see.
Or if there's like no point in it feeling awesome because they're not even getting horny about it anyway.
Should we Google, do some animals not get horny?
Yeah. I want to find out which animals don't get horny at all. Because if pigs are on that list and they have 30-minute orgasms, I'm going to be so...
Just bored orgasms?
Fucking bored as fuck.
Don't get horny. Do animals get horny?
I know that dogs get horny. I've seen that shit firsthand. Nothing's more embarrassing than when a little dog comes over and starts humping you. It's like, why me? What's so dog-like about me that you like me so much?
I can't find any legitimate articles.
It's just people's opinions.
Yeah.
Just Reddit posts.
So we're going to go on Quora.
Oh, no.
Many animals have designated mating seasons, which they're at the maximum horniness. Others are only in heat during certain times. Humans are in a bit of an exception, being able interested, blah, blah. This guy, I'm not taking advice from this guy that's posting in Quora.
I mean, I don't know anybody who does anything more than read Quora. I would never even consider posting on Quora. You want me to start an account? Are you fucking crazy?
Psychology Today, that's a little better.
Only humans have sex for pleasure?
Question mark.
Oh.
Birds do it. Bees do it.
But why?
I can't. It's too much. So let's see. Genetic effects. Our genes influence all manner of adaptive responses to our environment. Who cares? Which animals get horny is what I need to know. This is too hard to read.
So there's no actual like good old list.
No.
There's no like definitive list that says like
horny toads are disappearing. Can they be saved? It's like what? No, there's no list. What made Triceratops so horny? From science.org.
Wow, there's no information out here on why any living animals are horny or not.
It's crazy that the only horny animal we have information on is a Triceratops.
That's really like, crazy.
And that's on science.org.
I think that a lot of mammals get horny. That's going to be my guess.
Yeah. Can dogs get sexually attracted to humans?
That's really interesting because I don't know. I don't know about that. Will a woman get pregnant if a dog had sex with her?
You know, I used to have this girl that used to randomly DM me videos of her dog fucking her.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I had a friend in elementary school who used to constantly, like in early high school, every now and again be like, I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm attracted to horses.
No.
And then she would just never talk about it again. And I'd be like, no, you're not. And she'd be like, yes, I am, but whatever. And I swear as a child, I just chose not to believe her and think that she was joking with me.
Oh my God.
Which is also very invalidating if she was trying to tell me something. I'd say, shut the fuck up. You are not.
Oh man. Not a girl really attracted to horses.
Who tried to confide in me about it.
She grew up to be a size queen.
She grew up to be a lesbian.
Oh. Weird.
Doesn't add up, right?
No.
I still think she was joking, but if that was like her way of pranking me,
she got
herself
you
under the bus. Like, she's got me. I think about it all the time. I've wondered for years. I've seen pictures of horses and thought of her.
So funny. I'm trying to think if I had any weird.
What kind of videos? She the dog's eating her out, or?
It was like a Rottweiler, and he would mount her.
Wow. I didn't know she was going to have a hot dog. Not us in our bestiality era. Last week we were talking about that gorilla.
Yeah, no, listen.
I feel like if a dog, the hottest dogs are.
And this girl was attractive.
For some reason.
This girl was attractive. I never met her. I didn't know who she was. She was just like this hot chick that randomly sent me a video one time when I was hanging out at the Comedy Store just on Instagram. I opened my message and it was a video. And this chick got on her bed and then she like pulled down her pants. And I was like, what the fuck is this? And then she was like on all fours. And I see this Doberman come into the room.
She went doggy style?
Yes.
No.
Then this Doberman comes in the room and he starts fucking her.
No.
Yes.
She hasn't changed.
He knew. As soon as she bent over, he hopped on the bed. He jumped on top of her and he started fucking her. And I was like, ah. And then like a bunch of comics started coming around me and I showed like everyone around me.
No.
Yeah. I think it was Red Band and all them.
How was that?
And then we were asking her a bunch of questions like, are you seriously fucking your dog? Blah, blah.
That is a good question. Do my eyes deceive me?
We were fucking shook. And then she answered all our questions.
No.
Yeah, because I was very interested.
She trained her dog to fuck her?
She was like, he likes doing it. It's like all voluntary. Like he.
No, I'll bet it is. A Rottweiler's not going to really do something.
It was a Rottweiler. It was an adult. No, it was a.
You said Rottweiler.
I think it was a Rottweiler. I don't remember what it was, but it was a hot dog.
Scary dogs, but they're hot. Yeah. They're
like... If I'm fucking a dog, it's a Rottweiler, a pit bull, or a German Shepherd.
Yeah. Hot. I'm
hot.
With you. Those are great choices.
Okay. So and then she was saying all these crazy things like he gets stuck inside her.
No.
Because when he comes,
they latch.
She said there's this thing called a knot. She's like, it's the best part. She said it's the part that makes her come.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. When is.
Did she have a thing?
Blocked her after this. After this message, I was like, enough.
Did you ask her if she had like any sort of thing for his personality?
He's my best friend and I love him and he makes me come.
Wow. 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 Wow.
Isn't that a wild life to live? And she was just like a normal looking hot chick.
No.
Yeah. And then I blocked her after that. But she might be listening to this right now.
That's fucking crazy. When you said, I didn't process what you said at first. I thought you were talking about some sort of like, you know, peanut butter as a persuasion tool situation. That's horrifying.
Yeah. No, she, it wasn't, no, it was the real deal, sweetie.
Wow.
Yeah. She told me all about it. And I said, that is much more than I've ever wanted to know about a dog.
At least my father's never pictured me like that.
Yeah. At least you're not fucking a dog.
I'm not fucking a dog in his mind.
I think we should end there.
I think so.
Oh, man. What a great podcast. Alex, where can people find you?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. And head to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use promo code TOPICS, TOPIX, for a 7-day free trial with access to every single episode of every show on demand, bonus content, live chat, and more.
Hell yeah. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on twitch.tv/QueenKong1. I will be in Side Splitters Tampa December 28th. I'll be with Big J Okerson December 30th in San Diego, or 31st, whatever New Year's Eve is. Is it the 30th or the
31st? The
31st. The 31st. I'll be with Big J Okerson in San Diego. And I'll be doing some stuff in the new year in Austin with Sarah Wineshank. So check that out. Check out my podcast with her called This Bitch. And make sure to like and support this pod. And we love you guys.
Yay.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.